At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them some thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
That's right, here we are. Hope you're having a nice little day. I know we are. Mm-hmm. What's up?
Love those Thursday shows.
So, I've got some Bill Belichick talk here.
Talk to me.
Well, it's actually not Bill Belichick talk, it's Jordan Hudson talk.
Yeah, Bill's new watery tart, if you will.
That's slightly uncomfortable.
Why?
Watery tart?
Yeah, he caught her. She was a mermaid. Don't you remember that?
That's not how they met.
That's how they met.
She's from the sea?
Bill was out there in some Long John Silver leggings, and he threw his reel out there, and he caught a mermaid, which is the most awkward photo I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, just recently, they were on TMZ because he was doing yoga on the beach or whatever, and she put the photos on her, whatever her account is,
yeah,
Insta or whatever.
Sure.
And have you seen this?
No, I'm going there right now.
It's a great photo.
Oh, he's doing the airplane.
She is on his feet.
Yeah. I used to do that with my kids.
Right.
But apparently now this is a...
So his feet are on each of her hips, and she is doing the... she's quite bendy.
Bill.
She's doing the airplane.
Hey, Bill's living his best life
out
there.
He sure is. Let me tell you something about Jordan Hudson. Okay. So the word on the street is she is his de facto agent.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say she's doing a hell of a job because Belichick, think about what you used to think of Belichick.
Yeah.
You know, when he was coach
this
of the
old
Patriots.
Old curmudgeon.
Yeah, just like, oh my God, this guy has no personality. Yeah. He's the worst. Then he's on like NFL Network or doing NFL game day or whatever.
He went on different stuff. He was on the Manning cast.
He's
for
been
a while
on Pat McAfee a bunch. Yeah. He's like, he's kind of showing his personality and he's doing weird stuff on the beach with his
your
50
face,
year
my face, Insta face.
He's got a girlfriend that's 50 years younger than him.
Yeah, he's 72 and she's 20, whatever.
And it's going well for him. Like, she's doing a good job. He should pay her more.
The best is when he put out that yoga pose photo. Mia Kimes chimed in with, my 18-month-old loves this game. We call it the airplane. Bill doesn't care. Bill knows what's up.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
No, I mean, that photo of them at the NFL Awards, my goodness.
So the latest on Jordan is that... Apparently, so there was a Freedom of Information Act request that revealed what Bill Belichick wrote in an email to one of the North Carolina staffers.
Yeah.
And it was, please copy Jordan on all my emails. So she is now, and they're saying it's just for like interview requests and stuff.
Yeah.
She's his agent.
Yeah.
She handles all of his affairs
I bet she does handle his affairs.
Outside,
she handles it very well.
She handles his freedom seeds.
Probably two-handed.
You know.
I mean, look. I'll bet you if you're inside the North Carolina building, I'm willing to guess that people hate her so, so very much. This is like the equivalent of like if you're working for a company and the boss's bratty kid is like your boss and you're like, oh my God, why do I have to include this person? And yet, like with Bill, please include Jordan on all these. Yeah, because I'm sure she's of the utmost importance to that North Carolina program, Bill. She's the secret to their recruiting success.
Yeah, this says one email that the Assembly reporter Matt Hartman shared on social media showed a request that Belichick sent to Senior Associate Athletic Director for External Affairs and Strategic Communications. My God.
Yeah.
Robbie Pickerall Evans. The email appeared to be regarding football social media posts. As per the subject line, Robbie, thank you for the email. I'm including Jordan on this email so she can also keep up with our postings. Can you include her on anything you send to me? Thank you, BB.
We got to make sure that she's on top of it. Can't have any North Carolina business going on without Jordan being involved.
Well, you know, she is 50 years younger than he is. Yeah. I'm sure she knows a thing or two about social media.
Well, maybe one of those things, too, like when, you know, when Bill's having to take his three daily naps, maybe Jordan's around if there's breaking business that needs to be conducted. Hey, Bill's taking a nap right now. Call Jordan. She'll take care of it.
I think it's great. I think she's great for him. Love it. I'm pro.
Did they meet on an airplane and she was doing homework?
Yeah, right next to him.
He helped her with his or her philosophy homework.
Yeah.
And then signed an autograph on her book.
I love it. I wonder what Bill's kids think. What old Steve Belichick thinks about that. It's like one of those, the Bill and Ted, you're like, hey, remember when I asked your new stepmom out to prom? Shut up, man. Oh, Bill. Bill, Bill, Bill.
In one humorous email, a concerned alum sent a link to an article from the Babylon Bee, a satirical news site, asking whether a headline about Belichick accepting the job on the condition he could live in his girlfriend's dorm was real. They can't think this is real, right? One UNC staffer wrote to another about the inquiry. Oh, my God.
Look, I'll tell you this right now. We were talking about headlines earlier, and you got to be careful. I don't know if there's a headline you could write about Bill and Jordan that I wouldn't at least have a brief moment of being like,
I'm in.
Is it?
Mm. Oh, like fake, you mean?
No, like, no matter how outrageous the headline, there's part of me that'd be like, that could be true. Like,
yeah.
You couldn't make one ridiculous enough to believe that 100% that I'd be like, that's fake. At this point, just anything goes. Bill...
She's resurrected his
yes.
his outside of football. Not resurrected. She has created an outside of football profile for him, and it's great.
Yes. I just would love to know, when she saw him on the airplane, like, what's the first thought? How deep can I get in this? What an opportunity for, like, just the idea that she looked at him and went, yep, we're doing this.
She just looked at his wallet.
It's just wonderful.
What an opportunity.
It is a great opportunity. And she is taking the utmost advantage of it. She will never again have to worry about what she's doing with her life and career. She is set for life based on the 12 months or whatever that she's been with Bill.
Are they married?
No. No.
Okay. Because somebody texts in a good point. Like, Bill's kids got to be worried about her getting her mitts on their inheritance. You know?
Oh, yeah.
But they're not married.
They're not married.
So.
Although, believe me, at this point, you know she's working on
Yo,
it.
Yo, she's trying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably be in an email.
my mom's dad. So it was my grandfather on that side. And it was his wife that had made all the money. And they weren't like loaded, but they had some money. They had a couple million bucks. She owned a boat store. And she died before him, and her one dying wish was, don't remarry and give my stuff to anyone. She's like, I built this up, and it goes to our kids. And they both had cancer, right? My two grandparents had cancer. So my grandma dies first. And 6 months later, my grandfather marries a gal that he had known for, like, 2 weeks. Like,
Just takes a giant dump on her last wish.
Meets him on like a Mormon website, like a dating website. And she's from like Ecuador. He marries her. And they were only married for like less than a year because he died shortly thereafter because he had cancer too. And he ended up trying, like on his deathbed, I guess his final thing was he was trying to sign over everything he owned to her. I guess he didn't get around to notarizing everything. So she got like only 60 something percent of it. And she tried to fight and take it all because she was like, this was his dying, was his dying wish.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How could he do that to your grandma?
That is, well, he was a horrid human being.
Well, clearly.
But I would like to believe if there is any justice in the next life, I'd like to believe that one Marita was waiting for him on the other side.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Really? Really, Elden? This is what we did? So yeah, it's a thing. And you know the Belichick family's like the use.
They're worried.
Yeah.
You gotta talk to lawyers.
Look, all I know is this. Once you get Bill to agree to the mermaid thing, at that point, anything's on the table. I'm guessing she can convince Bill to do just about anything.
So
right
now. You think Bill has a trust? I mean, he's pretty old.
I would assume.
He probably does.
I would assume that that stuff is taken care of. But
just add her in there.
Yeah, man. All it takes is
her in there.
All it takes is a quick couple signatures.
Couple ciggies.
A little notarization and boom. Well, I contend the Anna Nicole Smith thing, she should have gotten everything.
From who?
Remember that? You remember
the old guy?
Yeah, that Will, was it Marshall or whatever? Some Marshall.
Why That's, should she have gotten everything?
Because she was forced to touch that man for like a year, and she earned every penny. That photo of him in the wheelchair with Anna Nicole Smith on his lap, that's the greatest love story of all time.
You think that's hard, though? That's not hard.
I think
he's almost dead.
Well, it may not be hard, but I think it's hard to do.
You know what I mean.
I'm sorry. You imagine having to deal with that on a night like that's
not many freedom seeds in that
gun. No. All I'm saying is she earned some money. She earned some money.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But her kids, or the kids sued, and I don't think she got anything.
Well, there was another guy involved in that, too, wasn't there? There was a...
Yeah, because I think she had another guy.
Her hanger-on guy. Yeah. He's still around, I think. Still trying to... He's probably still trying to get in somebody's wallet.
I'm just fascinated by these sorts of, what do they call, May-December, quote, romances. Oh, yeah, I fell in love with his wit and charm. I couldn't say no to the wit of Bill Belichick. It was too much to handle.
I would know nothing about this because I have nothing, but...
Yeah, nor do I. The vast Ucanic fortune is not persuading 22-year-old hots.
But I just can't imagine the plight of being so rich. As everyone, and I mean everyone, is trying to get in your wallet.
Everything, yes.
I mean, if you have any modicum of money, someone is trying to get at it, whether sinister or not.
On the plus side, when you're a male, the people that are trying to get into your wallet, at least they look like Jordan Hudson.
Right.
Yeah.
And she is a hot.
She is a hot.
But I still contend she's doing great things for him. This is working.
I bet she is doing great things.
It's going great. All right, let's get to some college basketball stuff next on The Fan.